Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we'll crack on. Part of becoming an old crank, right? You notice new things about it every day, but you start saying things like, in my day, we all had summer jobs and the teenagers now are work shy and spoiled. And is there even such a thing as a summer job anymore? So here to tell us is Leisha Redmond McGrath, chartered work and coaching psychologist. Hi, Leisha.
Hiya.
And I know you don't mind me saying you are a parent who is having the summer job conversation at home yourself with your kids. So you've been thinking about this. Is it good for them to get a summer job? Stands to them in later years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the job of a parent is to usher our children into adulthood in the best way that we can. And part of that process is called individuation. So them learning to stand on their own two feet. Now, I think I've said to you before in here, we're parenting the first truly digital age and their emotional intelligence is going through the floor. They're not able to problem solve and they're being minded a little bit too much. All the play dates, you know, the school of hard knocks is limited. So what we really need to do is absolutely get them out there, get them into areas, places where they might feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit unsure, but actually then they get to learn what it is to turn up on time, do the thing that they said they were going to do and earn a bit of money in the process.
Yeah, so a bit of independence.
Yep.
And then that notion of committing to something is very important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we only grow when we're faced with what's called a growth edge. So if something is difficult, we're more likely to dig deep. And when we overcome things, that allows us to build resilience. It allows us to build confidence. So then when we face the next challenge, we know we can face it as opposed to hiding in the corner.
Okay. So telling them that it's, you know, character building and it's going to give them all that is probably not going to wash. Like, so how might you appeal to someone who is kind of reluctant?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's child dependent, of course. I mean, I have a daughter at home who's tearing at the bit to get out and do something and struggling to find something because she's only 14. But I think it's really tailoring the conversation to the child you have. It's explaining what's in it for them. And sometimes it can be a little bit of, you know, gentle encouragement out the door. Give it a go. See if you enjoy it. Maybe buddying up with a friend, seeing if you can do things. Some kids don't want to go and, you know, work in a, you know, bar collecting glasses or do whatever. But you know what they might do is do up some flyers or put them in the local shop and actually walk dogs for people or, you know, cut grass or whatever in the summer season. So I think there's lots of different ways to look at it. But I think it's really important, as you say, to have the conversation and then to tailor it to the child you have in front of you.
Yeah. And actually, volunteering can be great for them as well, can't it? Even if they can't get an actual paying job, but just commit to doing something for
exactly
other people.
And you learn and you see so many other kind of demographics and different ways of doing life, because I think we're all, you know, they're a little bit sheltered, as we all were, I suppose, to a degree. But I think I think that's a really good idea as well, the volunteering.
Okay, what are the rules around working at that age under 18 and in terms of pay and conditions and all those things?
Yeah, so you can work from the age of 14, but you know, you can only work from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and you have to have 14 hours off in between.
Okay.
From the age of 16 or 17, you can work from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and you have to have 12 hours off. Now, if you're working in a licensed premises, you can work until 11 p.m., but not if it's a school day the next day.
Okay.
The minimum wage is €12.70 an hour, but there's a sliding scale. So if you're under 18, you're only entitled to 70% of that, which is €8.84.
Okay.
So it's quite, you know, all of this information is readily available on Citizens Information. Yeah.
Okay. Should they do there's flyers around the door is a good one. Should they do a CV and pop it around? It's probably a good exercise for them anyway, is it?
Yeah. And I think they're doing them in school. I know I was asking my daughter about it and she was like, I have a CV. I've shown it already in school. So I think it is. And the big thing here is hand it in yourself. Don't get your mum to hand it in for you. Because if your mum handed it in, you're going in the bin.
Yes,
no employer wants, you know, a job that's been handed or a CV that's been handed in by a parent. Because what the kids need to start thinking about, and part of the learning, is that they're looking at this problem not from their own point of view, but from the point of view of the employer. What pain can they remove for the employer? And I work with, you know, people who are along for a lot further in their career, as you can imagine, you know, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And they're tasked with managing some of these people that have never had summer jobs and have never sort of successfully individuated. And sometimes I've even heard that mums have rung in to professional services firms going, they're very tired. Could you give them a few days extra off? You know, people need to understand that holding their hands too tight is actually doing them a disservice. So yeah, CVs are a good idea, but get them, you can help them, but get them to deliver it themselves.
Yeah. And then it's going to be their first time as well, dealing with a boss and colleagues and all that kind of thing. Any advice around that?
Yeah, I think what's really important with the summer job or with any job is understand what are you committing to? What does success look like? How do I do a good job here? And when you have those parameters in place and you know what to expect and you know what you're committing to, then you know you're making anything that's assumed, you're making it quite tangible. And then encouraging them to ask questions, encouraging them to try and be as helpful as possible and to understand that they're down the bottom of the pecking order. So they may have to do the jobs that they don't want to do, but that's kind of part of it and part of that character building we were talking about.
Absolutely. And if they have a bad day and things don't go well, don't run home and never get in touch with work again would be
exactly have the conversation saying, listen, this isn't really what I thought it would be, you know, can I give you a week's notice until you find somebody else? Don't leave somebody in the lurch, because people have to get references, you know, and sometimes people run away, even, you know, people are much older from these difficult conversations, but they're always best to have them, not when you're feeling emotional, but when you can, and use the data, just say this isn't working, this happened, try and keep the emotion out of it.
Yeah, okay. I think there's a key message there for all of us in life, is that in a job, make life easier for the people higher up in the chain than you, and you won't go wrong. That's all they're looking
that's
for,
the
isn't
idea.
It? They just want an easy life. Leisha Redmond-McGrath, thank you very much.